Hello and welcome to your OCR GCSE Economics Study Podcast on market failure. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your specification. And trust me, once you understand this, so many other economic concepts will just click into place. Market failure is absolutely central to understanding why governments intervene in the economy. It's the reason we have taxes on cigarettes, subsidies for education, and regulations on pollution. And here's the key thing examiners want to see. You need to explain the mechanism of failure, not just describe it. Today, we'll cover externalities, public goods, and information asymmetry. We'll look at how the free market misallocates resources, and crucially, how government interventions attempt to correct these failures. By the end of this podcast, you'll have the knowledge and exam technique to tackle any market failure question with confidence. Let's dive in. So, what exactly is market failure? Here's the definition you need to learn, word for word. Market failure occurs when the free market mechanism leads to a misallocation of resources, meaning society's welfare is not maximized. Notice I said misallocation, not just high prices or inequality. Examiners are very specific about this. Let's start with externalities, because they're the most common type of market failure you'll see in exam questions. An externality is a cost or benefit that affects a third party who did not choose to incur that cost or benefit. The key word here is third party. Someone who wasn't involved in the original transaction. There are two types, negative externalities and positive externalities. Negative externalities occur when production or consumption creates external costs. Think about a factory emitting pollution. The factory owner pays private costs like wages, raw materials, and rent. But the pollution affects nearby residents who suffer health problems, reduced property values, and environmental damage. These are external costs. When you add private costs and external costs together, you get social costs. And here's the problem. The free market only considers private costs. So the factory overproduces because it's not paying for the full social cost. This is a misallocation of resources. Society would be better off with less pollution and less production of that good. Classic examples include smoking, which causes passive smoking and NHS costs, car use, which creates congestion and air pollution, and industrial production, which damages the environment. Now, positive externalities. These occur when production or consumption creates external benefits. The classic example is vaccinations. When you get vaccinated, you receive a private benefit. You're protected from disease. But there's also an external benefit. You reduce the spread of disease to others, creating herd immunity. When you add private benefits and external benefits, you get social benefits. The problem? The free market only considers private benefits, so people underconsume vaccinations. Again, a misallocation of resources. Society would be better off with more vaccinations. Other examples include education, which creates a more skilled workforce and lower crime rates, and research and development, which generates innovation that benefits the whole economy. Now let's move to public goods. This is where students often get confused, so listen carefully. A public good has two characteristics. It is non-excludable and non-rival. You must use both terms in the exam to get full marks. Non-excludable means once the good is provided, you cannot stop someone from benefiting, even if they haven't paid. Think about a lighthouse. Once it's built and shining its light, every ship benefits, whether they contributed to the cost or not. Non-rival means one person's consumption does not reduce the amount available for others. If I use street lighting to walk home safely, that doesn't reduce the amount of light available for you. Here's the problem. Because public goods are non-excludable, people have an incentive to free ride. Why pay for something if you can benefit without paying? So private firms won't provide public goods because they can't make a profit. This leads to missing markets, another form of market failure. The good is not provided at all, even though society would benefit. Examples include national defense, street lighting, flood defenses, and lighthouses. Finally, information asymmetry. This occurs when one party in a transaction has more or better information than the other, leading to market failure. The classic example is the secondhand car market. The seller knows whether the car is reliable or a lemon, but the buyer doesn't. Because buyers can't tell the difference, they're only willing to pay an average price. This means sellers of good cars leave the market because they can't get a fair price, and only sellers of lemons remain. The market fails because high-quality goods are driven out. Other examples include health insurance, where individuals know more about their health risks than insurers, and financial products, where banks know more than consumers. Right, let's talk about how to apply this knowledge in the exam. First, definitions are crucial. For public goods, you must say non-excludable and non-rival. For externalities, you must distinguish between private and social costs or benefits. If you just say, pollution is bad, you won't get marks. You need to explain that social costs exceed private costs, leading to overproduction. Second, when analyzing government interventions, explain the mechanism. Let's take indirect taxes on cigarettes. Don't just say, tax increases price. Explain it like this. The government imposes an indirect tax on cigarettes. This increases the cost of production for firms, shifting the supply curve to the left. As supply decreases, the equilibrium price rises and the equilibrium quantity falls. Higher prices internalize the external cost, reducing consumption closer to the socially optimal level. See the difference? You've shown the chain of reasoning. Tax, supply shifts left, price rises, quantity falls, externality reduced. Third, evaluation. This is where you get the top marks. For a 12-mark evaluate question, you need to consider both sides and reach a justified conclusion. Use the "it depends on" rule. For example, if the question asks whether taxation is the best way to reduce negative externalities, you might argue, "It depends on the price elasticity of demand." If demand is inelastic, as it is for cigarettes due to addiction, a tax will raise price significantly but reduce quantity only slightly. The externality persists. In this case, regulation, such as a ban on smoking in public places, might be more effective. That's evaluation. You're weighing up the effectiveness based on context. Now, common mistakes. Number one, confusing public goods with merit goods. Public goods are non-excludable and non-rival. Merit goods like education and healthcare are provided by the government because they have positive externalities, but they are excludable and rival. Don't mix them up. Number two, saying taxation stops consumption completely. It doesn't. It reduces consumption via the price mechanism. Number three, failing to link your answer to the context. If the exam question gives you a case study about traffic congestion, you must refer to congestion, not just talk about pollution in general. Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each question and answer out loud. Question one, what are the two characteristics of a public good? Answer, non-excludable and non-rival. Question two, what is the difference between private cost and social cost? Answer, social cost equals private cost plus external cost. Question three, give one example of a positive externality. Answer, vaccinations, education, or research and development. Question four, why does the free market underprovide public goods? Answer, because of the free rider problem. People benefit without paying, so private firms can't make a profit. Question five, name one government intervention to correct a negative externality. Answer, indirect taxation, regulation, or pollution permits. How did you do? If you got all five, fantastic. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. All right, let's wrap up. Market failure occurs when the free market misallocates resources. The three main types are externalities, public goods, and information asymmetry. For externalities, remember the key distinction: private versus social costs and benefits. Negative externalities lead to overproduction. Positive externalities lead to underconsumption. For public goods, remember the two characteristics: non-excludable and non-rival. These lead to the free rider problem and missing markets. For information asymmetry, remember that unequal information distorts decision-making and can drive high-quality goods out of the market. Government interventions include indirect taxes and subsidies to internalize externalities, direct provision of public goods, and regulation to correct information failures. In the exam, focus on clear definitions, explain the mechanism of intervention, and evaluate effectiveness using context. You've got this. Market failure is a challenging topic, but with this knowledge, you're well prepared to tackle any question. Good luck with your revision, and remember, examiners reward precise, analytical answers that show you understand how markets work and why they fail. Thanks for listening and happy revising.